Just wanted to ask about getting ready for this Troy team. You guys have probably seen what they've been able to accomplish on the field, and so it looks like it's going to be a test, for particularly for the secondary. Talk about preparing to face them.
Yeah, super powerful offense. If you guys watched the game on Saturday, they do a really good job throwing the ball down the field. They've got some really capable guys at receiver, a good quarterback, and so it's going to be a good test for us in the secondary. When we were talking last week after Navy, like, we were looking forward to this game because we finally get to get tested. We didn't get to be used much in Navy, and so it'll be fun. It's going to be a good challenge, and we need to be ready for it.
Okay, let's go, Norma.
What are the emotions of the team going into this week's game, knowing that it's at home, you're playing at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, you'll be the first game to be played in the West, and just sort of all the emotions of having fought for this season?
We're really lucky to be playing right now. I know other conferences are joining and starting to play, but that's still in the back of our mind. It's how blessed we are to keep playing this game that we love. And so it really is amazing that we get to play in Lavelle Edwards. And even though there's only going to be 6,000 fans, it's going to be fun to be able to play in front of our families, since our families get to come. And, you know, it's just one of those blessings you can't take for granted. And so we're going to make sure we're prepared for it, and we'll be ready for Saturday.
Okay, let's go, Shep.
Zane, maybe following up a little bit on there, you obviously now have played a game with no fans. And even though there's only going to be about 6,000 at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, how much more do you look forward to that? And how much more do you think you will appreciate having some fans in the stadium versus, you know, the first game you played with nobody?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird feeling out there when you don't really notice it when you're on the field, especially as a defender. I think offenses notice it more. But when you come on the sideline and it's silent, it's weird. And so it'll be good to be able to have some more energy. But still, with only 6,000 fans, we as a team have to create our own energy. We have to use each other to, when big plays happen, and just get really excited, because that stuff really carries on. And without as many fans, we're going to need to do that. And so it'll be nice having that, like, just a small amount of fans. It's better than nothing, but –
Yeah, let's go Jared Lloyd and then Mitch Harper.
What was it like going through last week where you kind of had to break down and do the platoon thing, and now getting a chance to get back to full practices and getting ready for a game again? What was that transition like for you?
It was weird, I think. But this whole thing has been weird. And so I think anything can be expected with this Corona stuff. And so being able to split into groups, they told us we were going to do it. It was weird not being around the whole team and working out in different groups. So I'm just happy to be back in a normal where we can start practicing and be with each other again. And it'll be fun. That's stuff that you miss. Even if it was only a week, you just miss being on the field again. So it was frustrating we couldn't play against Army. I was looking forward to that, but looking forward to the next. We got a good opportunity this weekend.
Yeah, Zane, what do you make from this Troy offense? Looked pretty good against Middle Tennessee over the weekend. What has kind of stood out to you from your film study of them thus far?
They've got some really good receivers. And they've got some really good – they pass the ball down the field really well. So we're going to get tested, and we need to make sure we're disciplined with our eyes and with our technique. It's been good. We've had a week plus to prepare for these guys, because they're a really capable team on offense. And so we need to be ready. We're going to get tested, and I'm really excited for the opportunity.
Has it been a complete overhaul of maybe what you guys did against Navy, because they were a triple option attack? Is just going to be a completely different look this week?
Yeah, absolutely. And we kind of knew that. We've kind of been practicing stuff on the back burner, even against Navy prep, just getting back to our old stuff, what we do as a defense. And so it hasn't really gone away. We've been really working for and focused on, because we have a few games like this where offenses have a high tendency of passing. And so we're just going back to what we do. We're kind of scrapping what we did in Navy and do a few things we did there, but it'll be fun. I'm excited to show our defense.
Okay, Jay and then Jared.
Hey, Zane, Zach Wilson just told us he had COVID over the summer. He was on this 90-day exempt thing. Is that something the players kind of know about each other? Do you know, like, who's had it, who hasn't, who you need to stay away from? things like that?
They're pretty discreet, and like they don't announce to, even to us who has it. If someone were to get tested, you kind of know the guys that have had it, and you stay away from some of the guys that might be out and about all the time. But they're pretty discreet in keeping their privacy of who has it and who doesn't. And so really it's just kind of, you're out there on your own. Like sometimes you don't know who could have it and who could be carriers. And so, it's tough to be able to, you just have to stay 6 feet away from everyone at times. And sometimes in the locker room, it's tough, wearing your mask at all times, but it's just something we're going to have to do if we want to keep playing.
And along the same lines, I was curious about the impact that a lot of the players have had to deal with. It sounds like trying to adjust potentially housing circumstances because of contact tracing. What's it like as you've seen guys trying to figure out these types of things that, you know, I don't know if anybody would have thought of, you know, last year or anything like that, because it's completely unique as far as what you're trying to do outside of just the football stuff to try and avoid the COVID things.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of scenarios that have been thrown at us that not like anybody was prepared for. And so I think our coaches and administration are just doing their best to be able to prevent this disease from spreading through our team so we can have a season. And I think us players are willing to comply with whatever they suggest. And so who knows what could happen. There's been some crazy stuff already. Switching houses, like I would have never thought anything like that. But if it's to help us be able to play every one of these games this year, I'm for it. I think all of our guys are for and bought in. We just want to play football.
Hey, last question, Norma.
Dana, are you at all concerned about the rise in cases in the state of Utah and that possible impact that have on y'all season?
Yes, most definitely. It's especially in Utah County. It's really bad around here. And so we just kind of advised everyone, like, do their best to just stay away from anyone in the public. Without going to family events, to weddings, to any parties or anything. It's just little sacrifices, like not going to any of those that'll help us prevent getting this disease and stuff. And it's tough around here. I think it's a really social city and stuff, but if everyone's willing to comply, I think we can get it done if people are willing to make some sacrifices.